KN4NGU.
KN4VWA. For NGU, KN4VWA.
WA, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
W4EEY, KN4VWA, what's up this morning, Gary?
Had you on my mind, because I might like to ask a favor of you. A couple updates. I got married on Saturday, so that is done. Also in the process of buying a house. And it's a house on 5 acres of land, all flat, some wooded, some cleared. And I have the option of buying a tractor that the owner has. I know nothing about tractors, but it's got a bush, it's got a mower deck, I think, on the back. But I know you're a tractor guy, the Kubota diesel tractor from, I think, the 70s. I don't have any details on it. But if I go over and look at it, would you tag along with me?
More than happy to do that for you. We can give it a quick once-over and check it out. You know, do a tertiary check over the engine and the filters, and also check out the hydraulics on it, make sure everything's running right, working, and then we'll check the condition of the bush hog for you. So, yeah, man, I'd be more than happy to help you out there.
Well, in the process of, we don't have a firm contract yet because the owners were traveling, but they've taken the house off the market, and that should be a formality. I think they're coming back today to sign the offer, and then I'll try to make arrangements to see what is convenient with them and what's convenient with you, and we'll do that. The house is over in Anderson County.
Flatlands, my goodness. Go from the mountains to flatlands. That sounds good. Was it Northern Anderson County?
Yeah, it's a Pendleton address, but it's very near exit 21 off of I-85. That's where Darwin Wright Park is, to the south. But this homestead is just a mile north of that exit.
All right, yeah. Let's see, that's Mass Jolly Road.
Road is where the park is, this is it's Merritt Road, M-A-R-E-T-T Road, 1047.
Okay, all right, now you know you're going to have to learn your local lore.
Yeah, I'm a damn Yankee, but yes, edumacate me, please.
Just Google Mance Jolly, and it'll bring it up. That's the big one right there along that specific area. And matter of fact, the Mance Jolly house still stands down there. excuse me. ate some shredded wheat that went down the wrong way this morning. You know what? And there's something else I need to ask you about too. We'll trade knowledge here. I have purchased a camper cover for my Dodge 2500 diesel. I'm going to have to figure out how to get a 2-meter 440 antenna on the back of my truck, because where I've got it mounted now is right behind the cab on the bed, and it ain't going to work right there. So, any ideas?
What I consider is what I have done here on my Avalanche is look for an engine mount or a hood mount bracket for your vehicle. I found one online specifically for my Avalanche, and you could actually mount the antenna I can see it. It's right in front of me here on the driver's side. One of the hood mounting bolts, it's a little bracket. You take the bolts out, put this bracket there, and put the bolts back, and it's got an NMO mount, and you can put the antenna there. I like it because it then makes the antenna low, so it's easy to get in and out of the carport without banging anything.
It's just just thinking about having the antenna mounted at the top of the bed in the back. I didn't really even think about putting it forward on the hood. Huh. That's an interesting concept.
Well, it'd be my, thought, and it's pretty easy. Either you come through the engine firewall, or what I've done is just routed it out through the door. I've got enough free space that the cables aren't crimped or anything, and a really easy installation, and then easy to take out if you needed to.
Interesting. Very, very, very interesting. Okay. Well, that's a concept I'll just have to keep in mind. Listen, as far as going down to Anderson, Thursday afternoons after 2:30, Wednesdays after about 2:30 or 3, and Friday, pretty much clear. Next Monday is clear, but I'm booked on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday during the day.
I'll keep that in mind. I'm not sure how quickly I'll be able to move on this as far as getting an appointment with him to see the tractor. As soon as I have tentative arrangements, I'll be back in touch with you. I've got your phone number in my phone, I think. I'll just touch base with you and confirm. And I'll come pick you up and we'll go from there.
Know where I live, right?
Not good on QRZ.
I'm 4 miles south of Highway 11 at New Cut Road in Spartanburg County. So probably what we would need to do is let me come down and meet you. So where are you living now?
A cabin up near Table Rock, north of Highway 11, but in Greenville County, right on the Greenville-Pickens border.
Oh, okay. You're still in the same place that you were when I came up to see your station.
Yeah, we won't get possession of the new house until probably the end of November.
Okay. Have you got your mountain house sold?
Plan is to get into the new house, get stuff moved over and whatnot, do some cleaning and painting and et cetera at the mountain house, and then put it on the market. So I'm probably not looking to put it on the market until January or February.
There you go. All right. Cool beans. Yeah, plus it's going to take you some time to move your station. So we're sitting on a little bit of acreage. You're going to put up a tower? There you go. All right, good. Well, have you got some towers yet?
Target. I mean, Fred K4RM has one that he's identified for me. I'll let people know. This is actually the first time I've let anybody know in the community what's going on, other than my instructor group for ham radio, because the house has a place where we'll actually try to do the ham radio classes as a hybrid, starting maybe in January. I've also touched base with Margie over at the Anderson Radio Club. I haven't heard back from her. Step by step, we're getting there.
Cool beans. Well, listen, I may have a 50-foot Ron 25 available.
That would be great. There's 5 acres. You can go on Google and look it up and see. It's wooded around the edges, some mature trees in the center, but a lot of white space, grassland, that would be great for an antenna farm. And there's enough room there also to potentially put another building that could be a permanent studio classroom and contest station.
Big plans. That's good. Just remember, step by step. But you know that. All right, well, listen, I got to bug out on you. I was just trying to catch Bill before NGU this morning, and he and I are supposed to meet up this afternoon. I was just trying to confirm that, but I haven't heard from Mr. Phil this morning, so anyhow, I'll go ahead and bug out, and just let me know when. Be more than happy to help you out on that. So...
Yeah, W4. E-E-Y.
K4, W-A. I'll be clear. That's your final, big guy.
Thank you so much, and we'll be in touch. All the best from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee Mobile.
ABH Mobile, Kilo 1 Alpha Bravo Hotel.